You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Despite weeks of work, subsequent investigations have completely failed to identify who may have used the tunnel. Initial reports linking it to the...
What are you doing here?
I live here.
On the steps? Or have you been so conventional as to go the whole hog and get an apartment?
Third floor. You can't park there, you know.
If someone tries to find me, I'll move it.
That's not what I meant. I meant someone will steal it.
We're sitting right here.
Now don't dawdle. They installed a new vid screen 10 minutes ago. Broadcast news. I just watched it get stolen and driven away to pastures new.
Glad to hear you're fulfilling your civic duty.
Oh, I'm not risking my life for the sake of a vid screen. It's not my vid screen.
Haldor life in a nutshell. Why are we sitting here?
Well, I can't really speak for you. You just drove over and sat down.
I came to check up on you.
Oh, that's nice. What do you think so far?
I'm a little worried. You seem... not good.
See? Completely forgotten. What's the point? Eh? Got married?
Definitely not. Work colleague.
Shame.
Who's that? Your mother?
Just one of the local glitterati.
You should take her out for a drink. Why are you seated out here?
To get some fresh air. Besides... it's noisy in my apartment.
It's noisy out here. In fact, this is the noise you would hear in your apartment, except louder.
Yeah, but at least out here you expect it.
Yes, hardly fresh either.
No, it stinks.
Well, so glad we've sorted that. Can we go inside now?
No. It's horrible in there.
Oh, the step is so dirty. How can the step be so dirty?
I live in a dirty place.
Why?
It's all I could afford. It's all most people can afford. And then we sit out on our dirty steps because we can't bear to be inside.
That's just you. Swift turn round the block. Get some air.
Oh, why not?
We are nearly home.
Oh, joy.
Finding it difficult. Claustrophobic?
I hate it.
Sorry.
Look at that place.
Which place? You live on a busy street, Poole. There are no shortage of places.
The Outlook Hotel. A place that charges by the hour, not the night.
For fans of naps?
Ha ha.
It likes neon.
Oh, doesn't it? Shines into my room all night. All blue and violet and scarlet. It's like a giant robot threw up in there. I bought an eye mask just to try and deal with it.
Did it?
The eye mask irritated me.
Everything irritates you.
You don't.
Thank you.
Not as much as everything else, at least.
Don't spoil it.
It's an irritating city, though, you have to admit.
It can be, but I like bustle. I like life.
Well, there's bustle, and then there's being punched by neon and noise. Boom, clang, hiss. I mean, that place they're building.
That robot, is it all right?
They've been building it since I got here. Probably they'll always be building it. And why? Who wants to live here? We're here under duress, every single one of us.
It is. It's damaged. Oh, look at it.
Life. It's overrated. I sometimes think we'd all be better off if we just stopped. Well, what's wrong with that robot?
Finally, I said it's been damaged. There's something wrong with it.
Well, it's nothing to do with us.
Come on, look at it. It's barely hanging together.
So? That's when they could be at their worst. You know that. You've seen what they're like when they're damaged.
being murdered, Minnie.
Murdered me?
Don't look at me! It.
Oh, yes, quite right. I might contaminate evidence.
Evidence? What are you talking about? It's a robot.
A murdered robot.
You can't murder a robot.
That's not what Jabel Tyrus thought, if you recall. Why didn't you want me to touch it, then?
Well, who knows where it's been?
You could find out where it's been. Isn't that what investigators do when things have been murdered?
It's a robot. It can't be murdered.
And yet, here we are.
It's a robot.
You may have mentioned the fact. I thought you were feeling better about robots.
That was before I started living in a city full of them.
Investigate.
Why?
It's what you do. It seemed to get you out of your dive before.
Not robots.
So now you pick and choose? The company chooses. Investigate.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Investigate.
It's a robot.
Say that just one more time. Go on, I dare you. It came from the hotel.
Oh, you think it was staying the night?
According to you, nobody does.
Well, it certainly wasn't doing anything else.
Why?
Because it's a robot.
Oh, you did it. You said it again. Come on.
Where are you going?
You're a clever man. You'll figure it out.
You can't go in there.
And yet, here I go.
Oh.
How do you get in? Why won't the door open?
They don't encourage visitors. Are you surprised?
They're a hotel. Of course I'm surprised.
Oh, press the button.
There's a button? Oh, see, you found the button. What an investigator.
Have you booked?
No, we're not here to stay. We just need to ask you a few questions.
Questions?
Don't reply to that. Don't press the button.
I'm not inclined to do anything.
You need to press the button. I can't hear you unless you press the reply button.
Don't press the button. I bet this is making her mad.
It's certainly having that effect on me.
Right. We just need to ask you some questions. We're from the company. That'll rattle her.
You waft that authority around rather easily. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Impressed? If it gets us in.
But I don't want to go in.
Of course you do. Come on.
Oh, maybe somebody will murder her.
Questions? What sort of questions?
How many robots do you own, Voklas?
That's your question? Why are you selling?
No.
We have a few. Just look at this foyer. You see that ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
49th Dynasty, original, a thing of beauty. Faded now, of course.
Aren't we all?
Who are you two? You mentioned the company.
She did, didn't she? She does that quite a bit.
We work for them. Poole is an investigator.
Oh, yeah? Investigating what?
He investigates lots of things. You have one less.
One less?
Vok robot. It left just now in a state.
Damaged? The thing is wandering around there out there?
No.
It collapsed. Crashed. Whatever it is robots do when they're too damaged to function anymore.
He murdered me.
Excuse me?
That's what it said. He murdered me. Then collapsed on the road.
Ugh, ridiculous.
Which part?
You can't murder a robot. It's not alive.
That has been mentioned.
So you know how it got damaged?
No,
because there are still legal implications to that, you know.
Though not many. Why don't you show us around? It's such a nice place.
Oh, isn't it, though? The building has real class. Real class. I don't mind showing you the dining room for sure. That place takes your breath away.
Whose side are you on?
Hmm?
There aren't many implications to destroying a robot.
Well, there aren't. It's like threatening someone for punching their kettle.
Hardly.
Well, tell the law that. Vok robots are chatty appliances, no more.
You saw the state of that robot?
Well, of course I did.
The person who did it would be just as capable of harming a human.
And where do you get that idea from?
You disagree?
Entirely.
No, you don't. Because you're not an idiot. Now, come on.
Would you look at that?
I could move my entire flat into here.
Maybe you should. This place is clearly not being used.
I know. Miserable, isn't it? Offensive. And look at the place. Look at that ceiling. Laser etched by hand. The sun setting on Breleton. Beautiful. And now it's just a dust trap.
Business is slow?
Business is booming. But it's different business. Not your four-course meal, dinner and dance kind of business. The market for that is two sectors north. I can't get that sort of customer down here. No way. They won't even park within five streets of me.
I live in the best area.
It's a dive. Really? I've watched it go. I've been here 20 years now, from glamour to grot. In 2 decades, makes you sick. Look at this room, and then look at the outside of this place. Neon and promises. Cheap.
Like the guests you have now?
Guests? Customers. That's the sad truth. I sell them a product. Oh, what I wouldn't give for guests. But why would you stay here? Huh? Someone had their kidneys whipped out with a laser scalpel last week. A block from here, walking home and bzzz. Next thing you know, your organs are on ice being sold to one of the 5 families.
What product do you sell your customers?
Ask him. He knows.
I do.
I've seen you.
I don't hide. They come in, tense, excited, nervous, looking over their shoulders. They can't help being here, but they don't want anyone to know, either. This is the kind of service your friends will judge you for.
Sickos, the lot of them.
And your customers.
A woman has to stay in business. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Robots.
Robots?
That's the key to it. Robots. I sell fantasies.
With robots?
Oh, it's not what you think. It's nothing dirty. I don't do that. I wouldn't go near that. These are just little fantasies, little stories. Your boss getting you down at work? Come down here and tell them to their face. Or not.
The robots are stand-ins.
That's it. Things you want to say to your partner, but you never dare. You miss mommy or daddy. You remember playing with your best friend at school. We dress the robots up, put masks on them even, and there you go. Cheap theater.
Yeah. But not so cheap.
I charge what I need.
And the damaged Vok? That was someone taking out their frustrations?
Yeah, considerable frustrations.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Something like that. I mean, do you have any idea how much it would cost for me to just hand over Vok robots for some guy to beat up? Oh, that would be quite the expensive habit.
You're saying it doesn't happen?
I'm wondering why I'm even bothering to answer your questions, actually. That's what I'm wondering. What have I done wrong here? Where's your authority?
A very quick call away.
Then make the call. I have clients.
They were customers not a minute ago.
Clients. Good clients. Clients that pay me for a service. They wouldn't want me discussing all this. Ah, Bendis. He works security for me.
Keeps me busy. Keeps me fit.
How lovely. I do hope you're not going to threaten violence.
I'm threatening nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ah, just look at the detail on that ceiling. Should be preserved. I should be getting company money to look after that. I really should.
And maybe don't come back, yes?
How lovely. I'm being threatened by a badly written adventure novel.
What?
Please, don't antagonize him. He may walk a short distance across the road and kill me in my sleep.
Is that why you were so quiet?
I was.
I could barely get you involved. Why weren't you asking questions?
Because I wasn't particularly interested in answers. I know you seem to think this is all terribly important, but, well, I don't.
You don't think we need to find out who could do that to a robot?
I'll happily buy them a drink, if that's what you mean.
Careful! Driving like a lunatic.
Desperate to get north.
Can you really not afford anywhere nicer? I didn't know you were this broke.
I'll try not to be offended by that.
I'm just concerned for you.
So, have the company pay me a bonus.
Where is it? It was right here. It could hardly have walked off, not as damaged as that.
You expected it still to be here, in this neighborhood? It was stolen the minute we walked away. Bits and pieces, most likely. Scavenged for parts, stripped like a carcass.
Please look into this.
No.
It's important.
Ask someone who can tolerate robots.
Oh, you really have taken a backward step, haven't you? It's not about the robot. Well, not just about the robot. You know as well as I do that someone showing a capability for that sort of violence could be dangerous.
Or they could just really hate robots.
You saw the damage. Nobody hates robots as much as that.
No? We have met, haven't we? I was sure we had met.
You don't hate robots. You're scared of robots.
Scared? Such a small word for it.
I wasn't meaning to patronize you. It's just... I thought you were better.
Grimwade syndrome.
Fear of robots.
A phobia. I sicken when I see one. Sicken. My muscles contort, I can't stop them jerking. My stomach feels full of poison. Mouth full of spit. The world turns so cold. I want to scream. Scream so hard and so loud that I tear my throat to pieces. Scream so loud, I tear the world apart. And I see them everywhere. Every day, on every street. Even this one. Do you know how difficult that is? Do you know how much that threatens to ruin me? I'm high functioning. I have to be, to stay alive. I rationalize. I meditate. I have mantras. I have a voice that constantly loops in my head. It can't kill you. It can't kill you. It can't kill you. That lets me breathe. Lets me exist in this stupid city. But it's hard. I see a robot. I see one. But every part of me, the very meat of me, is flooded with adrenaline and poison. I hate them.
Sorry.
And you'll never understand.
I still think this is important.
You'll never understand. Oh. Bye, Toos. Don't stand still for too long. You'll find yourself scavenged for parts.
What is this happening? I'm out of here. And I'm out of here. Nobody needs to store my voice.
It's in there. Bedroom. Pieces. You see it? Is it there? Please tell me it's not there.
It's there. To tear a Vok to pieces.
Arms and legs everywhere. Little fires.
The central power unit's still firing. Hang on. I've deactivated it. Go in peace, my little Vok.
It was on my bed. Bits and pieces dumped on me while I slept. And it was speaking.
I'm surprised it could manage. What did it say?
It wanted to know why.
Are you okay?
Of course I'm not. I woke up in a robot charnel house. I'll never be able to sleep in that bed again. Oh, but I'm managing. If that's what you mean.
I'll have you booked in for therapy. The company will pay.
Therapy? No, thank you. I've tried therapy.
You didn't find it helpful?
I found it depressing. The therapist was so desperate to help me. And the weight of that. The constant need to make them think I was fine. It was tiring.
Perhaps you needed a better therapist. It wanted to know why.
Don't we all? Are you sure this is the best idea?
We look into this place and then you wake up in a bed littered with robot body parts. I think we can safely say someone was sending you a message.
You're the one determined to poke your nose in. Why is it me who's getting the messages? Hardly seems fair.
You live right across the road in an apartment with no security. I cannot believe you have no security.
Security costs.
I pay you, the company pays you. Whatever it is that you're spending your money on, budget, would you? I don't want you to wake up dead one morning.
That would be quite the trick.
If anyone could do it. Oh, come on, let us in.
Maybe there's nobody there.
It's a hotel. Does that seem likely to you?
It's a hotel with a very specific line in clients. Maybe they only play during the day.
This is ridiculous.
What are you doing?
Breaking in, obviously. The lock mechanisms on these things are always embarrassingly simple. Just prise the fascia off, then short-circuit the right... Ha-ha! See?
Such a noble woman of long lineage. Acting like a gutter criminal.
The last person to make a comment like that followed it up with a marriage proposal.
And they were braver than me.
Brave enough to go in?
Not brave enough to stand out here on my own.
Come on, then.
I just...
What a place.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Sad.
Sadness usually is embarrassing.
Come, come. Time for bed. Tuck you in and kiss your head.
Excuse me, do you know if the manager is here somewhere?
I have my duties.
We really need to speak to him.
I have my duties.
Mummy! Come on, Mummy! It's bedtime!
Yes, bedtime. Nod, nod. Sleep is here. Nothing to fear. Come, come.
What makes you need to pay good money to be treated like that?
Life.
Their life's nothing to complain about. I know them. They outrank me at the company.
Good for them. The pressure's clearly beginning to show.
Why did you do it? Why did you leave me?
Would you pay for something like this?
On my wage? I'd barely have change left for food.
Oh! What is it?
Chuck.
Oh. We should get more people down here.
They're both dead. What's the rush?
The security guard, Bendis. Oh, shot by the looks of it. Burn marks on his shirt.
Oh, the other one, though. Look at him. Just look at him.
Oh. Last time we saw someone with his face painted like that.
They were trying to kill us, yes.
Trying to look like a robot. Clothes, the face. Neck broken, I suspect. Two dead bodies, both human. Do you still think this is something that shouldn't be investigated?
I don't have much choice, do I?
No, you don't. We need to see Ullman.
It's no good. No good at all. People walking all over the place, agents and robots, people sniffing around. A woman can't run a business like this.
When that woman has a pair of corpses on her hands, I'd wonder why she'd want to.
Oh, people die every day. I can't just close my doors because of it.
While I share and enjoy your fatalism, Bendis and the guests didn't just die of old age. They were killed.
So? I don't kill people. Why do I have to suffer? Those people from the company are marching all over my hotel. They're looking in all the rooms.
You have something to hide?
Who doesn't? I'd like to see you, see anybody keep a straight face once the law started poking around. Don't tell me you haven't got some terrible secret hidden away. I won't believe you.
Do I look like the secretive type?
Everyone's the secretive type. That's my point. You think I don't know people? I know people. I make my money from people. People are full of secrets and dirt. If they're full of credits too, then we're talking.
Your concern for the welfare of your guests is touching.
Concern? When do they start showing me some concern, huh?
Have you handed over the security footage? I presume this whole place is bristling with cameras.
For security reasons, of course. I want my clients safe.
They're not too safe, huh?
I can't help that. I keep telling you I can't do everything.
The footage?
Gone.
Gone where?
Oh, who knows? The hard drive's gone. Everything stripped. Whoever did this didn't want the video lying around. Who can blame them?
There isn't a backup off-site?
A sensitive business like this. You think I'd have a video feed going to one of the security companies? A third party? I'm no idiot. I keep it all here.
Where it can be stolen. The dead guest, face painted like a robot. What was his name?
I really have to answer these questions?
The company doesn't take no for an answer.
Because I have to keep a lot of secrets, you know.
Time to unburden yourself of a few. Give us a name.
Run. Really broken.
He certainly is now.
No, this is better. Believe me. He was all pain. He hurt a lot. Parents, husband or wife, I don't know, but he was raw. A walking wound. He liked to dress up as a Vok to stop feeling. A life of circuits and subroutines. Cold metal. He just needed it all to stop for a bit. So he dressed up, painted his face, and then just sat there. Dreaming of metal.
Why do you think someone might kill him?
How am I supposed to know? All I know is what I've told you. I'm not his friend.
Clearly.
Hey, I was as close as it got. I helped him feel better for a few hours every week. I've done nothing wrong.
You're a saint.
This isn't getting us anywhere. Tell us about Bendis.
What about him?
How long had he worked for you?
He's always been here. Always. Great at his job. Terrifying.
Ever get carried away? People like that.
The man was a professional. Total professional. Never lay a hand on anyone who wasn't asking for it.
That's all right, then.
Hey, you need it in this line of work. People get out of control, go crazy. Dangerous. I need protection.
So did he, it turns out. I want to see the room again.
Oh, of course you do. Everyone wants to see that room. Everyone.
This place may be even more miserable without a pair of corpses in it.
Tiny little boxes, rented out to the dispossessed, the needy and the unwell.
I wonder what the room service is like. Decent room service can make all the difference.
Your company friends have all gone.
And may not be back.
Why? Are they so clever they've solved it already?
Sadly not. I may have called them in too soon.
I did wonder. In these days of investigation budgets, you only trigger the troops when you know they'll find something.
You know how it is. Neither victim is high priority, so the budget is fixed.
High priority?
Don't look at me like that. I don't make the rules.
High priority.
I get it. It's not fair. Don't hold company policy against me. I didn't write it.
Work for them, though, don't you?
And you don't?
Oh, true. I'm beginning to wonder about that. A few weeks back in this city, all the noise, the changes. I'm really not sure I'm cut out for this life.
Can you tell anything from in here?
Probably nothing they couldn't. I was just happy to get away from Ullmann. She depresses me.
This city is full of Ullmanns.
Yet another reason to question living here. Initial report been filed yet?
Just downloading now.
Rand's neck was broken.
Yes.
Whereas Bendis was shot.
Our murderer doesn't like to be bored?
No. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't make sense. If you had a gun, you'd just shoot them both. I mean, okay, Rand didn't look like much of a threat.
I could have beaten Rand up.
You could have beat most people up.
But Bendis was big. Bendis could hurt you. Bendis could hurt anybody. So if a Bendis was running at you, planning on hurting you, you'd just take the shot.
After going through all the unpleasantness of breaking someone's neck.
Maybe the murderer enjoys it.
Nobody enjoys breaking a neck. It's difficult. It's too much like hard work.
Perhaps you're just a slacker.
Two deaths, two killers.
How annoying. If only we could access the security footage.
Well, the sweepers picked up nothing?
Nothing, not a single DNA trace.
Well, for all that proves, the technology's never been that reliable.
We don't normally need it. Oh, the investigation's been placed on official hiatus pending further incident.
So, somebody else has to be murdered before they release more budget?
That's how it works.
Well, we should drag a company accountant in here and shoot them. That's it. Off you go. Back to where the air is fresh.
Wife left you?
No. We're still not married, Dorka.
Stop teasing the girl. You're not getting any younger.
No, thank you for that.
Act now. You never know. people get dead.
They certainly do, Dorka. They certainly do.
Like those weirdos across the road.
Yes.
Weirdos.
This is the street for them.
Be nicer to yourself. You know anything about the murders?
A little bit.
Saw you over there.
With my wife.
Absolutely. You're one of those investigators, are you?
I am, unfortunately.
We can't all find honest work. You just hang in there until something better comes along.
Oh, here's hoping.
My husband used to be an investigator.
Oh, small world.
They squeezed him out when things went private. All budget cuts and redundancies. Replaced him with a robot.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
A lot more people end up dead now. Simple as that. Company's no good. Useless investigators and barely functional machines.
I'll try not to take that to heart.
They can't help it. No training. Useless.
Thanks.
Don't remember how the job used to be done.
I'm older than you think.
Useless.
Right, Dorka. I think I'll be heading inside now.
Can't catch anyone.
Good night, Dorka.
Don't remember the old ways, you see.
Nobody remembers the old ways.
Investigator Poole, this is irregular.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I wake you?
I do not need sleep.
Lucky you.
You seem uncomfortable.
Just show me the evidence crate.
Do I make you uncomfortable?
The crate, please.
Crate number C4657H. Filed 4 hours ago.
Yes. Thank you.
A Meson-powered hand mazer. Quite illegal.
I'm aware of that. It was used to kill someone. The investigators found it in the hotel rubbish.
Someone threw it away?
Murderers tend to do that. It's almost as if they want to get rid of the evidence.
But here it is, because we found it.
Lucky us.
What are you doing?
Don't you know?
You are brushing the handle of the Meson-powered hand mazer with a small brush.
I am.
And now you are using adhesive-coated plastic to record the dust pattern you have found.
See? You didn't need me to tell you after all.
But I do not understand why.
And there. The closest you'll ever get to the human condition. Well, that's all I needed. You can put it away now.
You planning on sweeping the whole room with a brush that size? I mean, I'm a woman who knows strange hobbies. I put food on the table with strange hobbies.
Just the parts of the room where someone might have touched something. It's probably not necessary, but best to cross-reference. Fingerprints.
You're saying the place is dirty?
It's filthy, and you know it. But no, that's not what I'm saying.
My clients like a bit of grime. If I kept the rooms too nice, they'd be uncomfortable. Shames the place it really does. If only we could go back to the old days when things here were decent.
The old days is exactly it. Nobody bothers with fingerprints anymore. It's too unreliable, too analog. It's all DNA sweeps and camera footage now.
DNA sweeps in here? Oh, I dread to think.
Whole armies who have loved and lost.
Oh, sometimes I hate my life. The career I should have had. The things I should never have seen.
It's a tragedy.
And what's that now? It scans the print?
I'm adding it to a search that's already running. I'm amazed the Kaldor database is still accessible. I thought it would have been wiped to save on storage space. Added. Well, hopefully that'll help speed the search up. It's been processing for over an hour. Clarifying the print image with a second scan always used to help.
A database of dirty touches. The world's all filth. Grimy criminal fingers touching everything, staining everywhere. Oh, I'm so glad I never had kids. This is no world for kids. Where's your lady friend? The company woman.
At home, getting some sleep, I hope.
She scares me. I mean, you scare me, but she really scares me.
She scares everyone.
She's a problem.
Absolutely. Oh, come on. Come on. There's no way you should be taking this long. Pick your feet up.
All this is going to help, though, yes? Whatever these prints of yours will do, it'll help?
It'll solve everything.
That's a relief. I can't for the life of me see how this pickle gets punted by greasy smudges, but it'll help me sleep again, for sure.
No. No, no! A stupid thing. Cross-check.
Oh, don't tell me. It's not working properly. I am surrounded by inefficiency. It's the bane of my life.
I don't understand. It's giving me data that makes no sense.
What data?
The print on the murder weapon, cross-referenced with a print taken from this room. The database has returned a name.
And how is that helpful?
Well, that's the problem. It isn't. The stupid thing says it's mine.
Of course it is. How does this help us deal with that scary friend of yours?
Of course it is. What do you mean, of course it is?
We wouldn't expect anything else. How does that keep the company off our backs?
Our? Stop saying our. We are not in this together.
Oh, don't you flake out on me again. My blood pressure can't take it. I thought you were you. You know, I thought you remembered this time. We better have been in this together.
Shut up! Shut up! Oh, stupid machine. Of course the prints aren't mine. You're supposed to tell me who killed Bendis.
It is! That is exactly what it is telling you.
I am not a murderer.
Oh, no, you could have fooled me.
I'm not a murderer.
I knew you were unwell, but I didn't know you were this bad. Get off! Get off me, you lunatic! Get off! Mad! Off your head! Get out of my lovely hotel!
Why can't you hold?
afraid of it.
That won't walk again, boss.
No, Bendis, it won't. Sorry. Things we go through. You never know, though. Put it in the basement. We might be able to get it going again.
Yes, boss.
This is getting out of hand. Even with the amount you pay, I can't have you doing this all the time. It scares everyone else. It scares me. Mad. That's what you are. Mad. Robophobia. Rubbish. Who's scared of robots? It's people like you that are scary.
I... on the stone mine. Blood. Sticky like glue on cold metal fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bendis! Get back here and have our customer delivered back to his front steps. He's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
He's heavier than he looks.
Don't you start getting weak shoulders on me. You're no use to me with weak shoulders. What am I paying you for if it's not shoulders?
Fists?
Oh, don't get smart. Fat chance of that.
Oh, there's nothing behind their eyes. Nothing.
He's well gone.
He soon will be. Just the way I like it. Dump him on the steps and let him ride it out. You know how he gets. He'll be right as rain again in 5 minutes, looking like butter wouldn't melt. Hmm. Acting like he's better than the rest of us. You get rid of the robot.
You called me back. I left it in one of the corridors. Doubt it's going anywhere. Do you? I'll tidy it up later.
You'd better. Last thing I need is to come across a beaten-up bot in the shadows. Stop me sleeping for days, that will.
Oh, I can't even hear them move. Like ghosts haunting our world.
Oh, get shot of him. He does my head in. Honestly, if he didn't give me most of his wages, I'd have him put down. Save us all the stress.
Tired, is he?
Mind your own business.
Oh, he looks tired. You look tired.
I feel tired. Have I been sat out here long?
Probably not. Don't you remember?
No. Which isn't exactly right, is it? Worrying.
Why worry? I forget what I'm doing all the time. Head out. Definitely planning to do something, and then gone. Oh well. Off I go.
Look after yourself.
What are you doing here?
I live here.
On the steps? Or have you been so conventional as to go the whole hog and get an apartment?
Third floor. I don't understand. How could I have forgotten? How could I have?
What was all that about earlier, huh? You trying to give me a heart attack? You want to put me in an early grave?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I see all that again, huh? Forgetting all about me. Come in then, come in. Blackouts. Lacunae. During periods of extreme stress, the brain struggles to process new memories, so you forget things. The brain self-editing to try and keep a cogent narrative.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I read. I'm a clever woman. I read books. I know things. I look things up. You think the first time you came in here was earlier? With the woman?
Well, of course it was.
Save me from these people.
Save me from the stress.
No! What was that? What's happening?
Oh, no. This is not the time. Come back!
Get off me! Do not hurt me! Do not hurt me!
Stop that with a voice! Freaks me out! Fine. Make things difficult for yourself. You would have liked it better if I just shot you quicker.
Will you come back here? It's none of your business.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
Give me my gun.
No.
Give me my gun and I might not kill you, you freak!
Everyone just calm down. There's no need to disturb the other guests. No need at all.
Killed him. Look at him. The robot. He killed the robot.
Oh, that's not a robot. It's just...
And I'll kill you too, freak!
Oh, you idiot. What have you done?
Killed the robot. Killed the robot.
Get back here! This is on you! This is on you to fix! I need you to make this go away! Get back here now! Get back in your rooms, all of you. I'm dealing with this. If you want to keep yourselves out of any trouble, you'll go back inside and stay inside.
Can I assist you? Is there a problem?
A problem? You bet there's a problem. I need you to get after that man. Bring him back here.
That will help you.
Just get on with it.
Please come back, sir. Please come back.
Rubbish. Trash. All just trash. Like life. Bye-bye. No more guns. Guns are the problem.
Please come back. Please come back. Please come back.
I wish I could... What's happening to me? There's so many gaps, so much confusion. Yeah, like a robot. Like a malfunctioning robot. Is that what I am? Oh, no. They follow me now. They follow.
Your door is open. This is not illegal. Your door was open. Please come back.
Oh, God. They know where I live. They follow me everywhere now. I have to... Oh, yes.
I mean you no harm. Please come back. I would like you to come back. Be careful with that hammer. I would not like you to hurt yourself. Why?
Why?
Off your head, that's why. Now come in and close the door behind you before I get bored and shoot you. There you go. Look.
Give me my gun.
No.
Give me my gun and I might not kill you, you freak!
Everyone just calm down. There's no need to disturb the other guests. No need at all.
Killed him. Look at him. The robot. He killed the robot.
It's not a robot. It's just...
And I'll kill you too, freak!
Now, what I should have done is just leave you to it. That's what I should have done. If I hadn't gone inside, then I'd have lots of lovely security footage of you shooting my security guard and absolutely nothing to trouble me. Nothing at all. But I wasn't thinking, was I? I walked in. I walked into the room like an idiot, and now there am I. Two. Ugh, annoying.
He killed Ran. Bendis killed Ran.
Of course he did. I wish he'd killed you too. Ran knew too much, seen too much of what we do here. You know, it's not all just pretending the lovely robot is mommy. Oh, if only. There's all the weirdos, like you, except most of them don't like to see robots broken, do they? No. It's the other way around. They like to see the robots hurt people, punch people, break things. They like to see things you shouldn't see. They like to dress up and do the same. Weirdos. Duh. I've got rid of so many bodies. You think they care around here? Look at it. Look out of the window. A few credits gets you a victim around here. A few credits and I have someone for a robot to treat like a punch bag for half an hour. A few more and I don't even have to send them back. Just a few credits to buy a whole human life. No problem. The family can't believe their luck. Finally, Grandad's paying his way again. And that's where we live. Right outside the window there. That's what this part of the city is like, full of animals and weirdos. But you know that. You know that only too well. You live here, don't you?
Stop you.
Stop me? How are you going to stop me? See that? See there? Right there on video, you killing a man. Killing my man. I miss him. I wish he was here now. I can't be doing with all of this. It's too much like hard work. But you're not going to stop me. Nobody is going to stop me. But I'll tell you what you are going to do. You're going to do what I said in the first place. You are going to tidy it all up. You are going to make this go away.
Go away? Away.
That's right. Because you work for them. You're an investigator. You have access. Don't think I don't know that. You can make this all go away. A bit of file data here and there. You can make this vanish.
Yes. Yes, I can.
There we go. There you are. That's better. You're hearing me now, yes?
Yes. I'll sort this. What choice is there? I'll make it all go away.
Starting with that woman friend of yours? She's the only problem I can see. I don't think she'll let it go. Everything else? It's whatever we say. You're an investigator. Who cares? You say it happened a certain way, then people will believe you. That's easy. The woman, though. The woman's a problem.
No. The woman's not a problem. I'll deal with her.
Yes?
Yes.
Right away?
Right now.
Good boy. This is good. This is what I wanted to hear. Oh, the last few days. I think you've given me an ulcer. There. Take the gun.
Yeah?
Go and kill her. Make it look like... Look... Oh, I don't know. It's not my problem.
Self-defense?
Yes. Yes. Whatever. Make it look like self-defense. Honestly, Investigator, she was going to kill me. She was mad. I had to shoot her. All of that.
Yes. All of that.
Ugh. Oh. Oh.
Self-defense.
Look at you. Bright eyes. You've woken up.
Yes.
Good for you.
Cool. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Don't fret. You can't leave your flyer there.
So you say.
This place, even the kids will steal it. Especially the kids.
Never mind about the flyer. What happened?
Ullman. It was all Ullman.
So you said in the call. You have evidence?
My word? Isn't that good enough?
It depends, doesn't it? Your word against hers. I can't see there would be a problem. Where is she?
In her office. And she won't be arguing. She won't be confessing either.
Oh, no. Oh, Paul. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine. Really. I didn't have any choice. It was self-defense, you see. Self-defense.
You have been listening to The Robots, Circuit Breaker, written by Guy Adams. Lish Tooze was played by Pamela Salem, and Apool, David Collings, Ullman, Carolyn Seymour, Ran and Damaged Vok, Roger May, Dorka and Mummy Vok, Susan Penhaligon, Bendis, Glenn McCready. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design by Lee Adams. Music by Joe Kramer. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig Ellery.
Hello, I'm Guy Adams, and I wrote Circuit Breaker.
What's wrong with that robot?
Finally. I said it's been damaged. There's something wrong with it.
Well, it's nothing to do with us.
Robots of Death is a favourite story. They're wonderfully dark and witty. Murder mystery, yes, but there's some wonderful politics bubbling away. There's some wonderful relationships bubbling away in it. And when I was asked if I wanted to come and sort of play in that world for a little while, that was immediately engaging. But it was then made clear that I was mainly going to be writing for David Collings and Pamela Salem. And they are unquestionably just two of the finest actors. And I'd worked with Pamela before, but David Collings not. And I love his voice. I'm a big fan of M.R. James. And he is unquestionably, as I keep telling everyone, read the best collection of M.R. James short stories.
I'm Pamela Salem, and I play Lish Tooze.
I'm David Collings, and I play Pool.
You waft that authority around rather easily. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Impressed? If it gets us in.
But I don't want to go in.
Of course you do. Come on. coming back to these characters. There's so much part of the character now. I don't feel it's coming back, you know. It's just that character exists. It's just like doing a wonderful serial that goes on for a long time. It's you have the opportunity to expand it. And it's like it's so much more fun to do it over many episodes rather than just have a one-off. And everything's got to come in one. So we keep exploring, and there are several sides in this one that are surprising. So we hope the audience will be as surprised as we are, or I am.
The joy of writing for two great actors that have a wonderful rapport with one another. Whenever I write a script, I try and find a little something new for me to do within it. And I was determined to play with the rhythm of the dialogue in both of the scripts I've done for this series, actually. But that opportunity was opened up entirely because knowing the two actors that for the most part I was going to be writing for, so I really tried to tighten and change slightly the rhythm. It's the sort of thing that a writer knows exactly what they're doing, but you sensible listeners, will not have noticed one jot that I've done, but it was important to me to play with the rhythm, to really try and capture this sort of fast intimacy of how they speak with one another. So that was great. That was fun.
Well, I was quite surprised that they seemed keen to have these characters back. I did the television one, then they made a novel version of it, which they asked me to read, which I recorded. And one other thing that I did, which was a spin-off of this. So you thought, well, my God, it's certainly a popular script.
My name is Carolyn Seymour, and I play Ullmann.
That's where we live. Right outside the window there. That's what this part of the city is like, full of animals and weirdos. But you know that. You know that only too well. You live here, don't you?
Stop, you.
I love this script. It's so dark. It's very topical. And it's how I feel every morning. I just said to somebody, this is how I feel every morning. It's really a good script.
I've been here 20 years now, from glamour to grot in 2 decades. Makes you sick.
I read the script the first time and I did a sort of Ray Winston type real Cockney thing and I thought, that's too obvious. What, there's something else? And the second time I read the script, I was reading it out loud and suddenly this voice appeared. I had no air behind my voice. It was very much more guttural and it was very sort of fed up with the world, tired, airless, jaded, all of those things. But it had this Eastern European melange accent, and it just fit.
Where's your lady friend? The company woman?
At home, getting some sleep, I hope.
She scares me. I mean, you scare me, but she really scares me.
She scares everyone.
Pamela Salem, we worked together, we figured in 1972 was the first time, and we worked together on the site of the original Old Globe doing Hamlet, and she was the player queen, and we got to know each other well there. And then we didn't see each other for a while, and suddenly I went to an audition, I moved to Los Angeles, and there she was. And we stayed in touch with each other for the whole of the time that we both were in LA, and now she's in Miami, and I'm in France, and here we are put together again. I mean, that's remarkable. That's nearly 50 years of knowing each other. It's amazing. And now it's lovely. It's a tiny world. I love it. It's all thanks to Big Finish. I love it.
My name's Susan Penhaligon, and I am playing Dorca and the mummy voice.
Come on, mummy! It's bedtime!
Yes, bedtime. Nod, nod. Sleep is here. Nothing to fear.
Well, Dorca is, I think, a bit eccentric. So that's really how I'm trying to play her. I'm not quite sure why she's shuffling all over the place, but it says in the script she's shuffling. So I assume that she hasn't got very good shoes on.
Got married?
Definitely not. Work colleague.
Shame.
Who's that? Your mother?
Just one of the local glitterati.
I was in Doctor Who years ago with John Pertwee. And Katie Manning, playing the assistant. I was in the Time Monster, and I was playing Larkis, who was a handmaiden. And I have great memories of it because of John Pertwee, who my mother knew. In fact, John Pertwee had been one of my mother's boyfriends. They were in Ensor together, I believe. So it was quite something for me to work with John Pertwee. I also got terrible giggles, I'm afraid, because in those days it seemed like actors suddenly were on set with two, you know, colanders on their heads, and I got terrible giggles. I was told off, I'm afraid.
I'm Glenn McCready, and I play Bendis, and I deliver a news broadcast, and I am a destroyed Vok. Bendis is terrific for me to play because I don't think anyone would cast me as that type of character, you know, a heavy outside of audio. I mean, the only time I've played a heavy on stage was in the farce Don't Dress for Dinner. There's a sort of a biker boyfriend of one of the young girls that sort of comes on at the end and menaces everybody, and I was cleverly costumed in rep when I did that. But generally speaking, I don't tend to play heavy, so Bendis was terrific. You know, if I could vocally sound muscular and dangerous and menacing, then hooray, you know, I get to do the job.
And maybe don't come back, yes?
How lovely. I'm being threatened by a badly written adventure novel.
What?
The robot character, that robotic character that is the robots of death, those beautiful sort of almost Art Nouveau faces that they had, really sort of terrific, and a very unique vocal performance in the original adventure. That is an awful lot of fun to resurrect. You know, I was a little young to have been involved in those original adventures, but then to, you know, to claim a little bit of that for myself is very exciting.
My name is Roger May, and I'm playing various robots and a character called Run.
Get off me! Do not hurt me! Do not hurt me!
Stop that with a voice! Freaks me out!
We've recorded some of it so far today, and there was a battle with how to portray the robots at their different stages, of whether they are pre-damage, post-damage. So it's quite fun trying to work out how they are portrayed, because there is nothing emotional about them, and yet they don't speak in a robotic fashion, but everything is just very positive and light, whatever the situation may be.
Help me. He murdered Minnie. He murdered me?
Well, don't look at me!
I think it's very important technology, and I think that it's helped an enormous number of countries move forward. I think the cost is very high of having technology, of us in the West glorifying in it, and then how it gets here with countries that are not as fortunate as us, and the cost of to the children and to all of those people with the waste and everything. I think we have to figure out what to do with that. I think the privacy issue, for me, I don't care, because my life is an open book, but there are people that don't want things to be known. We need to figure out how to keep things secure and private, and we do.
Well, of course, I'm from the generation that is before mobile phones and internet and computers. And when computers started happening, I thought I either turn my back on it or embrace it. And I've embraced it. I Google, and I'm also on Twitter. And the reason I'm on Twitter is for years and years, I had press interviews, and you would talk to a journalist. The journalist then writes it into his interpretation of you. And when Twitter came along, I thought, I'm actually going to have a voice. It's my voice. It's not interpreted through someone else. I can tell people that I like art, I like poetry, I like all the things I do like, and it's from me. So I write my Twitter line like a magazine.
In terms of technology, there's never been a harder time to be a parent. I don't think we quite know yet how to deal with all this new technology, and I think it'll be 10 years, 15 years down the line when we suddenly will look back, I suspect, on our addictions to phones and all portable objects and wonder where it'll take us next. And, well, hopefully we'll have figured it out by then. It'll be interesting to see whether these years are an aberration or whether they are just the start of something that a sort of life that is governed by all this technology. As a parent of teenage children, I find it quite tough.
I know that there are great changes afoot, earth-shaking changes related to AI, and I feel as close to smug as I can in that I think the creative industries will be the last to be directly sort of hurt by the march of AI. At least that's what I'm banking on. And strangely, I've been involved in the Russell T. Davies drama Years and Years, playing Signor, a little box in the corner of everyone's room. And I ran into someone at a studio, and they were just, you know, just checking that I was all right and everything. They said, have you just finished? What are you in here to do? And I explained, and she just burst out laughing. And I said, what's so funny? She said, what? I thought they just got a synthesized thing. I didn't realize someone had come in to do it. So I feel like technologically I've taken them on and won a bit, because the original audition, I had to try and make it sound like I was being spliced together, that they had a speech engine, I think they called them, with all the vowels and the consonants. And I was trying to sound as if things were reasonably smoothly put together, that sort of thing.
I love technology because I'm a lovely letter writer, but I can't be bothered, it's the truth of it. And what's happened with technology is it's made keeping in touch with friends really easy. And that I love, finding all my friends I love, feeling that I'm connected, but by the same token, I'm not. And I find that that's the difficulty for me, is the intimacy thing is gone. I find it very easy to stay in touch with friends, but I'm not really in touch. And when I get together with them, it's the heart that's there, and it's not there in an email. That's what I miss.
I'm not the latest whiz on technology. I like things when they work, when they break down. I have to find somebody to do it. I have no patience. My sister's awfully good at these things, but I'm not. She will like to untangle the problem of why these things don't work or do work, but I just want them to work. And if they don't work, I have such a little patience in them. But thank God for them. I mean, they've got good sides and bad sides, but I can see when our limbs start being delivered by 3D printers and things, we might be enjoying it, as long as it doesn't overtake us. There's a lot of stuff going on that makes you slightly anxious, but I'm an optimist. I think it will take us to good places.